Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
It's Trey Reed from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. If you have questions about outdoor life in Arkansas, Trey is the guy with the answers. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service, providing on-site and 24-hour roadside assistance from headlight to taillight and everything in sight. PowersTruckParts.com.
All right, 6:34. Welcome to July. If you just joined the show, July 1st, 6:34. Trey Reed, brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Services in North Little Rock. Appreciate them.
Yeah.
So they sponsor both Trey and Joe Nichols today. So thank you to those folks. Good people. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Couple things, Roger. First of all, we need to go ahead and acknowledge Trey Reed's birthday on Monday.
Thank you.
Young 56.
Thank you very much.
Roger, I told him when you were out, I said, I remember being in the 50s. I said, once you become a senior citizen, everything changes.
Yeah, the AARP, we're looking for, we're going to see if Jones has.
Jones has a discount for senior citizens.
Do you know that you, Monday, which you've already done it by at least 1 year,
right,
live longer than Michael Landon?
Oh, wow.
We just found that Michael Landon died on this day.
And Luther Vandross, Marlon Brando, Carl Malden.
Carl
Malden.
Yeah.
And then we found out, too, that just
Princess
by.
Died. No, she was born on this day.
She died on this day. No, it was right. Here's her birthday. That's right. Christian Weaver, our producer, turns a whopping 30 years old this weekend.
Big 30. Are you kidding me?
What day is it, Christian? Which
tomorrow.
One? Tomorrow. What do you have planned?
I don't have anything.
Hating on the Patriot.
Yeah, listen, I remember turning 30 was a big deal. I remember thinking, wow, at the time, boy, I had to go to the 30s. Now, I will say this, 30 was my most productive decade in terms of, you sort of know who you are now. You've got through the 20s. You got two kids now. You're at the best show in America. Here on Morning Mayhem, and he's in his place where he needs to be, where he can flourish.
He's a peacock.
Looks like his 30s are starting out really well.
That's exactly right. We got to make sure and get Trey completely on camera. But anyway, we were laughing about Roger. We were laughing with Trey. Is that it? You know, it is weird now. I have to remind myself that, of course, Jessica got a big laugh the other day when Roger threw out a trivia question. It was actually for Family Feud. Things that you used to play at recess, go, and it was five. Red Rover,
red light, green light,
dodgeball. I said, Jax, and everybody laughed at me. And Jessica goes, Jax, who plays it? And you know what? My mother goes, I love Jax. Well, that was sort of the point. It's a little bit older game. The kids should maybe go back to that. Put down the darn phones.
Yeah, but didn't she say that my boyfriend played Jax
and marbles?
Yeah.
Anyway, I have played Jax, but it's been so long.
Hey, great for hand-eye coordination.
It is.
It really is.
I thought Jax was a chick thing, maybe only because that was a gift that my sister Tammy had gotten, so I wouldn't play that much. Anyway.
So,
how about pick up sticks? What the hell was that all about?
You got to bounce the ball and pick up the whatever those things are called.
Yeah.
What are those things called, anyway?
Jax.
Little baby tops.
So, anyway, happy birthday to both of you guys.
Thank you very much.
You guys at Game and Fish actually get a day off on your birthday. Is that right?
We do get our birthday off.
Man, if we should do that here.
Yeah. I like that, too. So, a couple things. Let's go to our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Trey, with deer season prep coming up, should I stay with my old muzzle loader or just say screw it and get a straight wall cart?
You know, that's a decision for every man and woman to make for him or herself. I would go with the old school muzzle loader. We've heard the sounder
that
y'all like to play a lot, and those are my thoughts on it. But no, the new straight walls are pretty cool. I mean, you know,
what is it? I can't say cartridge. I want to say cartilage. I can't say cartridge. I feel like I'm saying it wrong. Is that right? Is it cartridge?
Cartridge.
Yeah, somebody spelled it wrong. I said, what is it? I can't see it. Maybe that's what I said. Cartridge. I said cartilage.
Cartridge.
Stay away from it, Roger. Don't go there. Okay.
He's tempted. He's tempted.
Stay away from it. I feel like I'm watching an episode of Bonanza.
Someone says David played hopscotch. Maybe. Maybe. Let's see here.
Foursquare. What about Foursquare?
And box hockey.
We played a game of football.
I swear, I didn't catch it.
No,
box hockey is a real game in Florida. It's like foosball or what do you hockey? What do you call it? Hockey
is real to you guys.
What was the thing on? Did you do it?
Air hockey
with the box on the ground with broomsticks.
Oh,
and
really?
A wooden puck.
Okay, never heard of that. We played a game called a scramble. Now it has a less politically correct name, I believe.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That was the game we played with a football.
Throw it in the air.
It's kind of like rugby.
Tackle a man with a ball.
Yeah.
Someone says Trey was told AGFC was talking about banning all e-bikes on WMAs. Will you elaborate on why?
I've not heard that.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh? No. I mean, we just allowed them in not that many years ago, and I think that's they're a tool a lot of folks are using. I think if that came to pass, I mean, and again, I'm not aware of anything like that. I think it's it's kind of a fairness thing, like we don't allow motorized vehicles like ATVs and things like that. And I think that's the question is like, well, is that a motorized vehicle or not? I mean, and depending on the bike, it may or may not be.
Also, Baz, this is from the 501. Baz, July is also Shark Month. Yeah, I recognize it. They have the, what is it, National, what TV?
Shark Week.
What network
Discovery.
Is it?
Discovery.
Discovery.
Speaking of the water and animals, deadly animals.
Here we go.
My gosh, Trey, I mean, it's crazy back to back, like in 2 days at a very nice resort. You're out on the beach in a dark 12-foot crocodile.
Puerto Vallarta, is that where it was?
Yeah, I think it was.
And then in Florida,
just a regular river bites the arms off the lady. The guy, she dies in her boyfriend's arms. It's a rare deal. But
Horrible. It
reminds you to where if you've got gators in your area, there is a chance it could attack. It kills people. I mean, so you need to be aware that there are gators around. Most of the time they'll be scared, but some of them are aggressive.
Watch this sweet segue. Today's actually the first day to apply for an alligator permit.
Let's get those. Is that right?
You go online
to do that?
Yeah, AGFC.com, $5 application fee, like most of our permit applications are. It's kind of a processing fee. But, yeah. Through the month of July, you can apply to get out there and help control our alligator population here in Arkansas.
The more dead ones, the better. Fine with me, you know, or behind or in a controlled area.
Roger had some choice response to that whole thing about the alligators. Yeah.
So Rebecca says stamp collectors called a philatelist.
It's like a foliac or something like
Foliast?
Foliac?
Yeah.
Finish
him. Whatever he said.
Someone said if you could find the clip from Mike Tyson's punch out when the boxer's knocked out, that would be a cool sound for the knockout round. that's from Step Brothers. That's so cool.
Saying pow?
Pow! That's what he says. Let's see here. Someone says the FIFA and broadcast graphics use Bosnia and Herzegovina. That's from Kid and Spot City.
I don't think they're always right, though.
Yeah. Someone said both of those barbecue places you mentioned are okay if you're in East Arkansas. And so they're going to say that there's one in Lexa, Cypress Corner in Lexa.
What did I hear about from the folks in my mail last night? That Count Porcula is closed now, right? Yeah. So that closed. And I asked why of some of the folks there. And some had given me, things are expensive right now, so they said about that. But they were talking about another great barbecue place.
There's a lot of them, man.
But we had the Camp Porcula at our BuzzBQ, and I mean, it's good stuff. But it's a place called The Shack or something there in Maumelle or whatever. Does that ring a bell to you?
I've heard of it. I'm not personally familiar with it. No.
And I haven't had that. So if someone knows about that, well, let me know. And this is this vinegar based? Did I say vinegar?
I love vinegar. Yeah, I think
my
it
mouth's
is.
Watering right
Can
now.
You do vinegar on the coleslaw
and the
barbecue?
Can you do
can
it? You,
can it? Can in the
coleslaw? Yeah, sometimes you get vinegar. It's kind of like barbecue sauce. It's just mustard based. Some of it's mayonnaise based. Right. Some of it's vinegar.
I mean, coleslaw by itself. Do you do coleslaw and vinegar? Is that the way it works?
Mm. Oh, it depends. I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of different ways to do it.
Some people do that. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
But yes, my coleslaw recipe has both mustard and vinegar.
Look at you. Listen, I really want to go fishing just so we can have you cook for us.
You still haven't sent me your schedule.
It's on the probable list.
Yeah. Here's one for the 501. I put game cameras up early this year in my hunting spot, but not seeing deer like I have in the past year. Should I be worried? I'm telling you, they're all at my house. I'm telling you, every day I look out in my backyard, I've got five deer, and a lot of them are babies. The babies are out. You got the new ones with the
I got the velvet.
The
man.
Velvet. I see the velvet, Roger. I mean, like 9-inch velvet.
What is that velvet?
9-inch velvet.
Well done, Trey. Hey, Lewis is on the phone.
Lewis, what you got? You got a comment on gators?
Yeah. Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
All right, boy.
Hey, Lewis.
Doing great.
Hey, Trey. You ever been fishing down in Millwood?
Yes, I have.
Well, I went down there Sunday, and I was fishing below the dam there, and fishing for some white bass. And guess what came up right by the bank?
A big old alligator.
Oh,
yes.
And, you weren't expecting that, right? Surprise! Total surprise.
Well, I've heard about them in the river, and but I actually saw two of them that day. And, the one that came up about 30 yards from me, they say if you measure the snout to the eyes.
That's right.
And from the looks of it, it was about 11, wow. Probably about 11, 11 and a half foot alligator.
That's like the number of inches here equals the length and feet. It's a high density alligator area down there around Millwood, Bodark, just the Red River bottoms and that area. Southwest Arkansas got a lot of alligators.
Are you increasing the number of alligator permits because of the increase in population?
I don't know if we've increased, but the last few years we've had like close to 200 or more taken every season, which is pretty high.
I happen to come upon one.
Well, let me ask this. What is it? So ours is 200. What is it, Louisiana? What was your guess?
Thousands.
Yeah, but 5,000, 10,000?
Oh, more than that. More like 50,000, 60,000.
I mean, because they have a gigantic. And if they didn't do it, could you imagine if they did not do that?
They actually, I think, just expanded their season to allow more recreational harvest. A lot of the alligators are taking Louisiana. It's commercial. They permits that are given out. The swamp people, type stuff. But I think they just expanded to have more. The average Joe can go out and hunt one a little bit more down there now.
Yeah, listen, the bottom line is they'll bite your arm off. They'll bite your hand off if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. So just be aware that angry gator, it could be a scared gator and he runs off. That's what you hope, but don't play around.
Have you seen Happy Gilmore?
Exactly. You know, Trey sort of poo-poos my concern there.
No, I mean, Lewis. I'm not. Not a lot of the odds that something you and an alligator are going to tangle are very, very slim.
Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't put that on me. Yeah, you're right. I mean, the odds are against me. So
yeah, you do. No matter if you're out in the wild, you gotta pay attention, man. You gotta know what's going on.
Thanks, Lewis. Appreciate that. Roger, somebody said Roger was referring to Smoke Shack Barbecue off Highway 365.
Jimbo Ramsey was just telling me, and he knows good food. Yes, Smoke Shack is what they're telling me. He says it's solid.
Yeah,
so.
Next to Razorback Pizza. There you go. Yeah, so Jimbo, somewhere up. So Fader Rose the other day. All right, Roger's going to take us a break with his famous outdoor song.